Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news, the headlines first. Health Ministry reports 55 corona-related deaths in past 24 hours, 7,660 infected in the same period. Prohibitory orders in Kathmandu Valley extended till 12th of May. Government to buy 20,000 cylinders from China to ensure oxygen supply. President Vidyadevi Bhandari issues 7 ordinances as recommended by Cabinet, and India's COVID cases surpass 20 million. Now the news in detail. The Health Ministry has reported 7,660 new coronavirus infection cases in the past 24 hours. This is the record-breaking daily rise in corona cases in Nepal since the pandemic began. Similarly, the ministry has reported 55 corona-related deaths in past 24 hours. This is the highest daily rise in death toll as well. With this, Nepal's corona-related death toll has now reached 3,417. In the last 24 hours, 1,755 people recovered from the infection. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's active corona infection cases have now neared 59,800. Meanwhile, prohibitory orders have been issued in 47 districts of the country as the number of corona infection cases and corona-related death toll has spiked. Today, 5 more districts have issued the prohibitory orders. Issuing the rights delegated by the government to the chief district officer, the district administration officers have issued prohibitory orders considering increasing risk of COVID pandemic. Likewise, the prohibitory order issued in the Kathmandu Valley from the 29th of April has been extended for 1 more week. Now, the prohibitory order in the Kathmandu Valley will be effective till the 12th of May midnight. Bhaktapur Chief District Officer Prem Prasad Bhattrai confirmed the new decision taken by the meeting of the Chief District Officers of the 3 districts in the valley. He also said all the travel passes issued earlier had been cancelled and the groceries now would be allowed to be open till 9 a.m. every day. Likewise, the government has made it mandatory to undergo 10-day quarantine if anyone goes out of the Kathmandu Valley. Issuing an order today, Kathmandu Chief District Officer Kali Prasad Parajali said one could exit the Kathmandu Valley only after receiving a recommendation from the destination local level ensuring 10-day quarantine. Earlier, quarantine provision was mandatory for those entering the valley. The members of the House of Representatives are going to have their PCR test tomorrow and the day after as a part of preparations for upcoming House session set for 10th of May. The Parliament Secretariat has issued a notice that the PCR test of MPs and officials will be conducted from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for 2 days from tomorrow. The Ministry of Health and Population is working to import 20,000 empty oxygen cylinders from China. The ministry decided to bring the cylinders to avert the possible crisis of oxygen cylinders for the treatment of COVID-19 patients. Ministry's spokesperson, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, said the cylinders are likely to arrive from China next week. Professor Dr. Gautam said that lack of cylinders has caused difficulties, though there is no shortage of oxygen in the country. Likewise, the ministry has directed the hospitals to remain ready for an accessible management of oxygen while urging the hospitals and general public not to hold the empty cylinders. Meanwhile, the government has decided to have police inspections in the oxygen plants to ensure a smooth oxygen supply for medical purpose. Information officers of the Ministry of Home Affairs, Kumakanta Acharya, said Chief District officers in all 77 districts have been written to check the misuse of oxygen. There are 24 oxygen plants in the country so far. The Social Welfare Council has directed the non-governmental and international non-governmental organizations working in the field of social sector to provide certain amount of their program for the prevention and control of COVID-19. Now the NGOs could provide health-related equipment. The Election Commission has urged the political parties participating in the election to the National Assembly members to strictly adhere to the health safety protocol. Commission's spokesperson Rajkumar Shrestha said that a request letter was sent to the political parties taking part in the by-election scheduled for coming 20th of May to adopt high alert to help prevent the pandemic. IQS Deputy Prime Minister Isur Pokhrel has telephoned Chief District Officer of Kailali Khagendra Prasad Rizal and directed to take all the possible steps to address the grievance of the people. Taking stock of the situation of corona pandemic in the district, Deputy Prime Minister Pokhrel asked CDO Rizal to work ensuring the presence of the government in the district at the time of the crisis. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
14-15 बजारमा नयाँ कि थाइन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाइ
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
14-15 मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाइ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज President Bidya Devi Bhandari has issued 7 ordinances as per the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. The Office of the President has said the President issued the ordinance related to the Constitutional Council, Ordinance on Acid Attack Punishment and Acid Cell Regulation, Ordinance related to Social Security First Amendment, Ordinance related to Nepal Police and Province Police, Ordinance related to amendment to some acts against the sexual violence, Ordinance on criminal acquisition and procedures amendment, and Ordinance related to medicine. Meanwhile, the Nepali Congress has objected the ordinance issued by the government. Issuing a statement today, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba registered his protest against the 7 ordinances issued by the government, including the ordinance related to the Constitutional Council. Five people have been killed in a jeep accident at Pancheshwar Rural Municipality in Baithari today. The deceased have been identified as Jeet Singh Bhandari, Damar Singh Bhandari, Himmat Bhandari, Deepak Bhandari and jeep driver Tej Bahadur Bohra of Pancheshwar Sikh. The police said all the 5 sustained injuries in the accident and they have been sent to district hospital for treatment. The jeep was heading towards the district hospital carrying mortal remain of Pancheshwar 6 ward member Govinda Singh Bhandari, who was killed by lightning last night. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. India has recorded more than 20 million COVID infections, but the government says the cases are slowing down. The country added more than 355,000 cases on Tuesday, down from more than 400,000 daily cases on the 30th of April. But testing numbers have dipped as well, sparking fears that India's true caseload is far higher. The country has so far reported more than 222,000 deaths due to coronavirus. However, the BBC quotes experts that India's COVID death toll is vastly underreported as official tallies don't appear to match what people are witnessing on the ground. Long lines at crematoriums, mass funeral pyres, and cities running out of space to bury or cremate the dead. A metro overpass has collapsed in Mexico City as a train was traveling over it, killing at least 23 people, including children. The mayor said two train carriages were seen hanging from the structure above a busy road. At least 65 people were injured and 7 are in a serious condition. One person trapped in a car underneath the wreckage was pulled out alive. This is the deadliest incident in decades in the city's metro system, one of the busiest in the world. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country, partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to continue at some places of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Health Ministry reports 55 corona-related deaths in past 24 hours, 7,660 infected in the same period. Prohibitory orders in Kathmandu Valley extended till 12th of May. Government to buy 20,000 cylinders from China to ensure oxygen supply. President Vidyadevi Bhandari issues 7 ordinances as recommended by Cabinet, and India's COVID cases surpass 20 million. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.